We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one Strength and Health Authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode. Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Strong by Design podcast show. So good to be with you today, Mr. and Mrs. Listener. If you're new to the show, well, thank you so much for joining us and for finding us. You're in for a treat, as always, as I sit here with my friend and coworker, holistic health practitioner and spine expert, Miss Tanya Fines. Welcome to Strong by Design.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Yeah. If you're a return listener, then you know that these voices, Tanya and I probably together share the bulk of the load here on Strong by Design, right?
Yeah, we do. We're the talkers of the team.
We are the talkers, especially me to a fault.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's whatever.
You like to give information. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, sift through my words, because some of it's worth listening to and some of it's not. Just ask my wife. So, you know, we do this, you know, at least a half dozen or more times a year where you and I just podcast together about a topic that's meaningful in the business, that's, you know, that helps people. It's a recent program or a past program or a topic that just, you know, just makes a lot of sense, that's trending, you know, something like
we're
that.
We're all about helping people.
So. Yes. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, obviously, is
huge.
There's we could talk about it. It could be a whole series. Like, we could break this up and do a 10-hour series on this part of the body. This is a project that came about, about a year ago or so?
It's the talking about it probably dates back to, I guess, sort of like pre-COVID lockdown stuff. Like, it was brought to the table as something we wanted to do. But, you know, COVID and all of that kind of shifted schedules and stuff. So it's been in the works. It's been in the works loosely for about a year and a half, but it's been in the works intensely. Like, because when we finally said, okay, we're going to do this, then it was time to, like, really just head down and get after it. So,
Yeah, it's it goes right in line with some of our past work, projects that we've done with injury specialist Rick Kasselge, who is
a great man,
a very good guy, and has done a lot for people
pain. Oh my gosh, so he's just completely changed people's lives with the simplest of, and I don't mean simple in terms of what he does is simple, but when you compare things like invasive procedures, what Rick is able to do with people to completely give them their life back is just jaw-dropping, really.
It is, because it comes down to people being kind of armed with their own solution. You know, with that movement itself, the right types of movement can bring things back to what they're supposed to be and help get people out of pain, give people relief. I mean, this goes back to, we had a whole Fix My Pain series that Rick and Mike did together years ago. Predates me even being part of Critical Bench. And they have, you know, the Fix My Pain series is Fix My, I think it started with Fix My shoulders, I want to say.
And there's knees.
Fix My Back. They did Fix My Knees. And then, you know, we ended up doing the Unlock Your Hip Flexors program. We did Forward Head Posture program with him. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there. But this particular topic is a little bit even more, let's say, of an overview. It's like the 30,000-foot view of all of this, which is the spine.
The spine.
We're everything.
Ground zero.
Ground zero. This is the basis of movement in our body. And because without the spine, without a functional spine from top to bottom, from your head to your seat, you aren't living your best life. And you might be living in a heck of a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad to obviously share the microphone with you today about this. Let's first kind of just dive into, you know, an overview of what the anatomy of the spine looks like for those people who are just interested and want some good general takeaways, things to, you know, maybe little basic questions that people have that they feel like are silly or, oh, Jesus, this is a dumb, you know, people sometimes don't remember anatomy class from, you know, eighth grade or ninth, you know what I mean? And it's been a lot of years and they're like, oh, gee, I have to go do all my own research here or what?
Exactly. I mean, how many, gosh, I have struggled sometimes remembering what I did, what I researched last week. So it's, and with science, because we had this conversation, you, Mike, and I in the kitchen, I think last week about how science, it's not that science is ever really wrong, but it's always in a state of correction because we're always learning new things. So, you know, what we used to know and what we know today are, there's differences. So we're always learning more, getting better. That way, you know, the ability to help more people with a greater range of whatever their issues are is just always increasing. And that's exciting.
Yes.
I mean, that's really exciting because we're learning more and more about how impactful some of these less invasive techniques are, can be, that keep people from long-term and, you know, recovery from things like surgeries and all of that. Not saying that there isn't a place for that, but we're just learning so much more all the time. So you can't always remember everything. And sometimes remembering something from 15 years ago is not as relevant today as it was. So.
No, it's exactly right. Yeah. But that's, I mean, it's expected, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's just, that's called advancing.
Progress
and
growth,
I'm a different, excuse me, I'm a different person, different man today than I was 5, 10, 20 years ago. And your constant life is all about learning new things. And you know what? People in medicine, scientists, doctors, holistic health practitioners, you want the latest information. You want the newest stuff. And then sometimes it's contradictory to what you thought was
absolutely
fact 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, that's the, I look at it not as a negative. I look at it as exciting. Because if what we believed is, you know, we know different now, that means we are progressing. We are learning new things. We're having a greater impact. We're able to do more and help more. So I think it's exciting to find it like, wow, you know, like when I was in high school, this is what we were taught. But man, we know so much more now. That's exciting. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
So what is what's our anatomy? What's our spine? How does it work? How does it function?
Well, it's that in a nutshell, it's that long collection of bones that extends from your neck down to your bottom. Okay, so there's 33 individual bones, and in between each of those bones are discs. Okay, so that's the cushion. You know, we get some cushion, and the spine we can break it up into sections. So the neck areas, that's the cervical vertebrae. Okay, the very top bone of that is the atlas. So that's kind of like your head sits, just think your head sits on that, almost like not a complete swivel. You can't do a 360, but you know, that gives us that range of motion side to side, up and down. So right from your atlas, then you've got your cervical vertebrae, which is in your neck. Then you've got your thoracic, which is, think of that as like that larger midsection of your body. And then you've got your lumbar, which is your lower back. Now, in a perfect world, you want all of those bones nicely lined up to allow for the proper, not only just function and movement, but also for the transfer, like the communication and signals from nerves to your brain and then to your body, because that spinal column also houses all your nerves, right? So all of that this is such a massively important part of the body, not just from a skeletal point, but from communication. You know, your brain has to send messages to your body. Like if you put your hand on a hot stove, you want to make sure the message gets through to remove your hand quick, right? So if there's any disruption, that...
And those messages, those reflex responses don't even go back to your brain.
No.
That's what's so great. Those just go through the spine. And
exactly. So any compromise, you know, when you think any compromise in your spine can be anywhere from like mildly... mildly inconvenient to very catastrophic.
Right.
All right. So you go from somebody that's got back pain, which I'm not minimizing back pain, but back pain to severe accident injury where they've got loss of function totally. So that's basically that spine, those 33 bones with the disc. It houses all your nerves. And if that spine is kept healthy and in its best alignment, because a lot of things happen starting right from birth. That journey through the birth canal can be very hard on the spine. So like right from before day one, there is just a tremendous amount of pressure and force being applied to that spine almost 24/7. Because when you think of it, the thing that keeps us attached to the earth is gravity.
Yeah.
We don't feel it, but gravity is applying force, and we need that force, because otherwise we'd be floating around not getting anything done, right? It'd be
difficult. Might be fun for like a day.
For a day, it'd be kind of cool, actually. Yeah, I just wonder, I'm thinking, how many calories could I burn floating around versus walking? But with that, with gravity, even when you're sleeping, there's a force applied. Now, of course, it's not the same as when you're out in the gym and you're lifting weights, and so you got gravity that's applying the force of keeping you grounded to the earth, and now you're lifting up heavy things and moving them around, so you're working against gravity, you're working against the resistance of the weights. Like, it's just all so interlocking. It's like interlocking loops of force and activity, and your spine needs to be something, it really needs to be your highest priority, in my opinion, of health, because without that sound, solid structure that's well protected and healthy, the impact of all, just even that daily stuff, walking, sleeping, sitting, picking your children up, can have some pretty painful effects on your spine, but then your arms, your fingers, your neck, yeah, your head, your knees, it just radiates out.
Your spine's the foundation for all movement and all function of the body.
Right. You know, right from your posture. Like, if, you know, our gym, we're so lucky. We have an amazing gym, yeah, right on the other side of the wall here.
Right.
And so we come to work, we have our offices, and I don't have to pay for a gym membership. I can go work out anytime I want. I can even come in on the weekends if I want.
You can even go out there and hang upside down like a vampire.
Which I do. I've been hanging upside down lately because my back has been bothering me. But, when you think of it, like for two professionals in the fitness industry, how much do we sit in a day? Well, you stand. You kind of go from sit to stand.
I used to, but remember, I switched everything around in your office. My feet started bugging me. I was doing standing so much at a standing desk. Yeah. For all you people out there, standing desks are great. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
The trouble is, if you only stand, then your feet start hurting.
Right.
So then my plantar fasciitis came back. Right,
right, that's right.
So I've been battling that. So anyway, I'm back to sitting.
Sitting.
But you,
ergonomically.
Mike and I are up and about and walking and talking and taking laps and working out and going for coffee. And I think that's the other part of it is, yes, I sit way more in my life now, the last 8 years, than I've ever sat in my entire life. Mm. But, and I know it's come at a cost. But I'm also very aware of it, and I'm going out of my way to fix posture and stand up and get vertical and do all this.
Our team would like to thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. And if you're enjoying today's show, please share this episode with at least one friend or family member who will benefit from this message. And please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. That's strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
I wanted to get back just to talk quickly about how amazing the design is of the spine.
Oh, cool.
When you think about it, all these individual vertebrae, 33, right?
33,
They're all stacked.
Yeah.
They're in this beautiful curve.
Yeah.
They're all cushioned, you know, properly, spaced properly.
The design is brilliant.
The way they're able to twist on each other and rotate, the way the spine is it's mind-blowing when you really think about it. And I this is something I can get into. Like, I don't geek out on the science stuff quite as much as you do, but I do when it comes to anatomy and physiology. It's astounding to me how the body works, how it was designed, how it can be strengthened, how it needs to be supported, and it's just a wow for me. It's like a major wow factor.
Yeah.
What I want for everybody, when all these years, just like you, working with people face to face, decades of working with people, tens of thousands of hours, it was always, everybody's different. Everybody comes from a different background of movement and activity and injury and mindset and all this stuff. and how everybody's spine is in a different place.
Yeah.
I worked with people at 50 who were in the best shape of their lives. I worked with people in their 30s who were absolutely way worse
falling
off
apart.
Than falling apart than the people that were 20 years their senior. So it's like, but everybody has the power within them when they do the right stuff.
Yeah.
And take care of their spine to correct things. And it's
absolutely
amazing. Once the body gets a taste of those good things, those good movements, the corrective stuff, it's amazing how things very rapidly will start to work back in your favor, which is exciting.
Right. Well, the body's always trying to keep balance.
Keep
things balanced and to the best it can. But then we're doing things to it. We're doing things with it that can create imbalance. So we're right from the cellular level. Like your cells are always wanting to maintain homeostasis, balance, because that way, again, communication works, like all everything's just working the way it's supposed to be. Like the body knows what to do better than any great doctor or anything. It's the most intricate piece of machinery that we'll ever have contact with and yet never fully understand.
I know.
100%.
Mind-blowing.
It is. So the same thing with your spine. Like if you're maybe you're a softball player. So you grow up playing softball, you spend your life playing softball, and depending on what you do outside of your softball time and what kind of maybe stretches or other things you're doing for your health, you know, you can have little tweaks, things that happen. You twist a knee, you know, you kind of get that, you start to get a low, like lumbar spine issues and stuff. Well, the body's going to try to compensate to create balance. And in doing that, it actually creates more imbalance. So we're kind of at this, it's really awareness and choices. So I think if everybody could just get on board with realizing just how important the whole body is important, but this structure is so important to take care of. And you know, just you don't have to do big things to keep it healthy. You know, like we all know, most of us know that core work, keeping our core strong, is probably number one of the best things you can do, because that's right there, holds it strong and steady. You know, so your ability to do things like bend over and lift, you know, isn't going to put you like in need of chiropractic care and traction for 6 weeks, like because you've got a strong core that supports the spine so you can handle these loads. So we don't have to do big things, and the body knows how to keep really good balance, but we have to start working in partnership with our body and listening and making some good choices so that the body's desire to keep balance isn't put to the test in terms of overcompensating and making other things or creating other issues.
Yes, no, you're absolutely
right. If that
makes
sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. Like you said, your body is kind of always in protection mode, right? Or it's like if you're sitting in bad posture for hours at a time, what's going to happen? Well, certain parts of your body are going to say, okay, I need to do a better job of supporting this posture.
So I'm going to seize up here to pull you back straight. Now you got
now
sore
you got
hip all day.
Now you got a hump, on your upper back because of the way your body has been forced into this bad FHP, forward head posture, for extended periods of time. And so things are compensating and tissues are tightening up here and getting looser, stretched out here. And it happens from top to bottom.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah. You know, people say, ooh, you know, my lower back is bugging me, but the cause could be because of the way where your head's at for a period of hours a day. You know, it's might not be what you're sitting on or how you're necessarily holding your lower body posture. It can be the upper body stuff, you know? And so, or it's an abundance of certain motions of the body, or doing
repetitive stuff,
too much frontal loading and not enough posterior loading, and so it's really cool to think about. And again, this is where you and I will geek out together, because we love this stuff. So, what is actually, you know, when people talk about like ideal spinal alignment, can you describe that? You know, through the sound waves here for our listeners, like so they have a visual.
So we have, when we're born, we have a natural, an S curve. So if you were to take somebody that, you know, brand new, kind of no issues, no nothing, and stand them sideways, there's just a natural S curve, which we need. We need those curvatures in the lower spine and in the cervical spine, just because we need those to be able to move and do the things that we want to do, just daily activities. what, so in a, when you think of the spine, it's not just this straight, like these vertebrae in a healthy, strong spine are lined up in line, but they have this nice natural curve to allow us to stand with good posture. So chin back, shoulders back, you know, without these excessive dips in the curve. So when you look at, like, when we talk about forward head posture, when you look at somebody that's got really severe, or even if you have young adults and they're on their iPads or their iPhones a lot, just even after, if they've been sitting on the couch for a little while, get them just to stand up and just notice where their, how their chin juts out, how their shoulders are a little bit slumped. And these are in young people. So what happens now is we've caused an exaggeration in that part of the S curve at the neck. So that's going to imply, or it's going to cause pressure. It's going to cause things like muscle tightness, soreness that maybe somebody 13 might not notice right away, but somebody my age notices it very shortly. I mean, 1 hour sitting at my desk typing, I'm like, oh, I got to do some chin tucks or something because I can feel all that tightness and tension.
Yes.
And the same thing with the lower spine. You've got that nice curve in the lumbar spine to support the thoracic spine. But again, improper sitting, just, and even like in very athletic people that over time have kind of got their habits, how they swing a baseball bat, how they do their squats or their deadlifts, or, you know, just runners even, like, just, it doesn't matter. Somebody, you know, and somebody that's very sedentary and sits a lot. So now what happens is, again, we see these excessive curvatures that are not the cause of things like scoliosis or scoliosis or anything like that. They're the cause of just, I'm going to say life. Things that we've done, things that maybe we're not paying attention to, habits, inactivity, improper activity, like improper form and execution of certain movements. And when these become exaggerated, we start to experience pain, initially pain. And then from there, without sort of that awareness and any intervention to kind of just bring that spine back into, just keep bringing it back into alignment. Like, how many of us take our cars in to get the tires balanced? You do it, because otherwise the car doesn't drive well and you get too much wear on certain tires and now everything's just a wonky little mess.
Yeah.
Well, your spine's kind of this, it's sort of the same idea. What, like, I it's love, a bad analogy, but no, it's kind of the same idea.
It's a great analogy, but I'll take it even a little further, because please, someone else was talking about this on a past podcast or maybe even on just in a conversation where you can bring your car in and get all new tires.
Yes.
But if you don't do the alignment, what happens? Mm. The tires don't wear evenly.
That's right.
So having the new tires, yeah, that's great, but that's not going to, they're not going to hold up like you want them to. They're not going to wear evenly unless you also align the tires,
the maintenance
part. And do the balancing of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's more to it than this. So people go in, they're like, well, I am working out. That's great.
Great.
But are you doing the right types of exercises to help you structurally, to help your posture, to help bring, you know, to look at your lifestyle and the way you are. Like, for me, I know I do an excessive amount of pulling exercises because I know, because I sit so much, I'm already dipped forward a lot.
Right.
And I'm, you know, plenty of strong with my pushing motion. I do like 2-to-1 probably pulling over pushing, because I just know pull-ups and deadlifts and rows of all sorts are going to help get me to stand taller and feel better and have more balance on the posterior side of my body. So
you're also really good for stretching, though, too. I've noticed when we do like our team workouts and even before yoga, you are, because that's something like I know I should do it. And I'll do a little bit of it, but I do not do as much as I should, which affects my lifting, which affects my spine.
Yes.
So, I mean, here I am, you know, talking a good talk, but I a lot of times to take my own advice.
We can all find ways to do things a little bit better, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it, but it doesn't take, and we'll get to that obviously deeper in the conversation. Mm. It doesn't take hours.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And the more consistent you are, the sort of, it's kind of like anything, when you start doing it at first, it seems like, ugh, I got to do this. But it just seems to kind of become part of the normal routine. You don't realize that was maybe 10 minutes of your time to do it. Or even any of you that aren't, you know, lucky like we do, where we have the gym here, where you kind of have to wait till the end of the day, or you have to do it in the morning, just getting up from your desk and spending 7 to 10 minutes can make a huge difference. So it's all of those little things that we can do throughout our day that take very little time. It's just kind of like a constant kind of work like maintenance, good spinal maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And a lot of times it's the little things in life.
Yes.
The little moments where you stand up and just get vertical and go grab some water or do a 5 to 10 minute walk around the building after lunch or something.
Exactly.
Those little things add up.
Oh, they add up to big, big things. And especially as we get older, because I'm sure people are going to, because I said this yesterday in the podcast I did, but I say it all the time. We're all going to get older. That's just how it's a one way road, but getting older doesn't necessarily mean getting old, if you know what I mean by that.
Yes,
as we get older and as we age, obviously we're not going to have the same spinal health that we did in our 20s and 30s, but what we're doing now goes a very long way in just how optimal our spinal health is maintained as we go into old age, because there's some things we're seeing in elderly that they're not, you know, what we used to think is, well, that's just what happens when you get old. Well, not, it doesn't have to, actually. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Or not to that extent, not to the point that you're completely, it's debilitating and like robbing you quality of life.
I've seen some massive turnarounds in people, who just through consistency, nothing aggressive, nothing overly intense, just showing up over a period of months, what that's done for them physically, but then also mentally, and then what it's done for just their life.
Oh, organ function, everything.
Right. Just overall health.
Overall
and, you know, all
health.
These numbers are coming back, and it's like my... you know, they have that your biological age.
Or, yes.
You know,
yeah.
It's like you have your actual age.
Yeah,
and then
your chronological,
have,
and then what you kind of what your body is sort of like exuding, we'll say.
Right.
It's projecting.
Right. And I think about stuff like that a lot because, you know, I've recently had lost a lot of weight.
You did, yes.
And I want to be in better shape as I get closer to 50 mm-hmm. than I was when I was 40.
Yeah.
And that's a very realistic thing. Well, someone listening might be like, well, I'm 58. Well, guess what? You could be in better shape at 60 than you were at 50. It's very real.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing. It all comes down to a few decisions.
Yes.
And just what are you going to do each day for small chunks of time that are going to add up, build up in your favor. And once you get that momentum, it's very hard to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, like with anything, when you start doing something and you start to feel good, you do more of that.
Right.
Right? Because it just makes sense. If it feels good, do more of those things.
That's right. That's right.
And I can't, for the life of me, I've never yet, and I'm sure you too, have never met anyone that's like, I'm feeling so good, I think I'll just stop now.
Right.
It's just not how it works.
Right. Yeah, that morning walk with my dog for 15 minutes, that's not doing
it's
me
just,
any.
Yeah. It's, you know.
What do you mean? Birds are chirping, squirrels are running around.
Dog loves you.
The sun, the sun maybe hasn't even come up yet, so it still feels nice out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's quiet and it's peaceful, and maybe you can meditate, you know, you can pray, you can talk to yourself, you can make a phone call to a friend. Like, there's so much good that can come of those little things, and that's what we're kind of leading towards in this conversation with what you can do for your spine. But what are some of those symptoms? Somebody listening might be like, well, I don't know. Is my spine, I don't know if my spine's in good shape, bad shape, or what. I don't really, I don't think about it very much.
Right. So apart from like the big things, like people that have had like serious accidents or some kind of health issue that directly impacts your spine, we're going to take that off the table because that's different, right?
Right.
But just for every, like, anybody listening right now, like going, gosh, I wonder. Well, a few things. No, this doesn't mean because you get migraines does not necessarily mean your spine's misaligned, although it's pretty, it's a reasonable conclusion. But some things to think, and when I say this list, it's probably going to sound very generic in terms of you can apply it to a lot of other things in your life. Well, I've my spine's great and I still have headaches and don't sleep well. Well, these do go hand in hand with a misaligned spine. So a lot of, if you do get a lot of headaches, okay, if you find that you have like constant, like muscle tension anywhere, like, especially if you're very specific, you can feel it like up around your neck and that lumbar spine, just pain when you go, when you think of your basic daily movements, just getting up out of a chair,
bending over to pull the trash bag out of the trash can, trying to get your socks and shoes on. If any of these really simple movements are causing you a lot of pain or they're difficult, you might want to think, well, you know, what's my ground zero? It's my spine. There could be some misalignment there.
Yeah.
Another thing is, you know, how well you're sleeping too. I've been hanging, I brought my inversion table in
yes.
here, and I don't know what I did like a week or so ago, but my lower back has really been bothering me. So I've been very conscious about doing a lot of walking, but I've been doing a lot of hanging to try to create some of that space, because I got up the one morning and I went to pick the towel, fell off the towel bar, and I went to pick it up and I thought, oh my gosh, that should not hurt that much. You know, so I'm like, I did something.
Yeah.
And I'm very spine aware because I have spina bifida. I have
right.
a lot of back issues. So I'm constantly like checking in. So headaches, poor sleep, anything that if you find I want to draw attention to like organ function. So if all of a sudden you're having a lot of issues, maybe like digestion or, you know, urinating, like going to the washroom, respiration, you just start to feel like, I mean, clearly these can be attributed to other things. But they can also be attributed to misalignment of your spine, because once that thing's out of whack, it affects, like, that's the thing, it affects everything. It affects everything.
Yeah.
Foggy headed, like really a really hard time thinking, staying focused. Okay.
It's a pathway.
It's a pathway.
Your spine is a pathway from, you know, point A to point B in your body, right?
Yes.
It's connecting all your limb function and feeling and sensation to your brain,
right?
I mean, ultimately, right?
Yeah.
And if the spine, we've talked about this before, you know, when we talk about the balance program, the brain-body connection, it obviously ties
right
into this. It's like if that super highway has
a traffic jam.
It has a traffic jam, a roadblock,
yeah.
a detour.
Even a dead animal on the road.
Right.
It
messes things up for a little bit.
It messes things up, right.
I've heard that before. The weight of a human hair on a nerve can cause pain and discomfort.
It can cause pain. Nerves are just, they're so sensitive, right?
It's unbelievable.
So sensitive. And any of you that have ever had like sciatic pain know how just awful that is to live with. Any kind of nerve pain, really.
Put your spine back into perfect alignment so that you can eliminate back pain, have more energy, and sleep better. Unlock your spine in 10 minutes without invasive surgery, addictive Band-Aid medications, and time-consuming appointments. Visit unlockyourspine.com to start bringing your spine back to its natural, proper alignment for optimal spinal health. That's unlockyourspine.com.
In general, so chronic headaches, your neck pain, low back pain, excessive fatigue that you really can't explain. Again, if you have things like this, you also want to check with your doctor, because you want to make sure there's anything else going on. If you're frequently sick, and that comes down to like organ function, if your spine's not well aligned, organs aren't going to be functioning optimally, so you're going to run a higher risk of just getting sick more often. Knee pain and hip pain, numbness, tingling. In the extremities, that's a big one.
A lot of people have that.
And that, I would say that one, if you have that a lot, you probably want to get in and check, you know, how well aligned is your spine. Because you've probably got excessive curvature somewhere and things are being pinched.
Now, people are going to say, do I go to a chiropractor? Is that the right move? What do you say?
Now that, I'll tell you what, I was in my late 30s when I finally was like, okay, I'm going to see a chiropractor, because up until that point, I really had not had any luck. I just hadn't found someone that was, in my opinion, really good. And then I was living up in Canada and I went to this chiropractor that came highly recommended, and game changer. That was a game changer for me. So I think if you have access to a chiropractor who's very reputable, who's got a great reputation, I don't think it's going to hurt you. It certainly shouldn't cause you harm to go in and see a chiropractor, because they do have kind of the equipment and a means to like really look at your spine.
Yes.
And now I think doctors, because back when I was like in my 20s, doctors and chiropractors, there was still this kind of, you know, doctors weren't really like, you know, chiropractor. They're not real doctors. They can't really help you. But I think that we've sort of bridged that gap a little bit.
I think so.
I think so that like, because holistic health has become more of a mainstream mindset.
Yes.
So doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, people are a little more welcoming of health. Like I call it a team. Who are all the people that you can bring on board to help you? So
yes.
I think chiropractors are excellent because I've had excellent experiences with them.
Yes. I too, at one point when I was a general manager at a fitness and tennis center, the owner of the business was a chiropractor who also owned his chiropractic business practice inside the facility.
Perfect.
So he, you know, so he ended up kind of, it made sense to him. There was an opportunity to buy the building.
Right.
So he's like, I'm going to buy the building and the business
yeah.
that my business is inside of.
Right.
Now, you know, so, but he was really good. Young guy, great personality, very likable type guy, and really had an interest in helping people and putting your body back into proper alignment is like what we've talked about, right? It's not like, and then it was all about, he was very much into like the exercise side of things. Like you now, okay, I can put you back.
Yeah.
However,
do the work.
If you're not doing the work, you're just going to get pulled right back out.
Right.
Because like we talked about, you got tightness over here, you got weakness over here, you got stuff that's, you know, imbalanced, and that's going to pull you right back out. So
exactly.
I can, you know, crack you back. You know, it's chiropractors hate that word,
the
crack.
Crackers.
But that's what everybody goes there for, right? The crack. I want to get cracked. So, but it's really about putting things back to where they belong, but then you need to do the right postural work and strengthening work
to keep things there,
right?
Right.
So, but yes, I'm an advocate, absolutely, especially for people that are really in pain. Really like neck stuff going on, you know, and it's not obviously from like a necessarily from a car accident or from, it's just like
life,
you know, repeatedly doing the same stuff, sleeping wrong over and over again, sitting
bad pillows,
right? I mean, gosh, that's what I'm saying. This conversation, we could go in any direction.
It's a spider web. It's a potential spider web. The one other, I did want to mention one cue for people that are like, well, you know, I feel pretty good, but I'm still wondering, check your shoes to see how they wear down. And you might be thinking, well, okay, yeah, my right shoe wears down, but it always has because I've got one leg shorter than the other, or I've got hip issues. Okay, but if you've got hip issues or knee issues that's causing you to walk out of balance or walk imbalanced or however that's wearing one shoe down, where did that, again, it's going back to the root cause and starting there. Because, okay, so your shoes are wearing down. The left one's not so bad, the right one is. So you get buy new shoes, you haven't fixed anything. So then you do some hip stretches or, you know, opening up the hips. Great. But have you addressed the spine? You know, have you had that curve checked? Is that S curve optimal? Does it need some work? So, you know, check your shoes. That's a really good one for
it's
people
great.
That think that are feeling, well, I actually feel really good, but this is something I'm listening to this, so I want to actually keep on it. Check your shoes.
Funny, it's the, like we said, the little things, simple things.
Yeah.
But in a good, an investment in a good pair of walking shoes or sneakers or, you know, whatever you
to,
you know, there's got people that just kind of live in sandals and flip flops.
Especially here in Florida.
Right. Especially here in Florida.
We wear them to church.
Right. And long, you know, here and there, it's absolutely fine. But, you know, if you're wearing a footwear that's not really designed, you know, for your foot, for your body, for your, you know, to help put you in optimal position. Maybe you have really flat feet or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Now the flat feet cause the knees to do this, which cause the hips to do this.
Right.
And now the spine's compensating. So it's a cascading effect, right? It's everything's connected by a chain, so to speak. One link in the chain is off and the whole chain becomes structurally unfit. So people need to assess for themselves, you know, what they have in their closets. And I pride myself on like getting stuff that I know is high quality and I rotate through things.
Yeah.
I like to have like at all times 5 to 6 good pairs of sneakers,
right?
And I rotate through them, and then once they get to a certain point, they become the
lawn mowing
sneaker, yeah. And they're on the
that's a dead man walking
dead
kind
man
of thing.
Walking scenario, and then I buy a new pair and rotate right. that in.
Yeah.
I think that's really wise for anybody is to. Don't wear one sneaker for 5 years and expect it. You know, it maybe
to
the
not
first
have an effect.
Right, first year it was probably fine. It was a $75 pair of sneakers. It's not designed to last you.
Right.
You know, half your life. Okay,
yeah.
So like invest in a new pair.
Invest
you know?
In a new pair.
You know, or even the barefoot approach here and there is also good. But again, we can go down that road.
Yeah.
You know, for an hour. So what are some of the you know, the most prevalent causes of a misaligned spine.
Hmm.
You know, what are the things that people really need to think about or consider in their day-to-day that could be really taking them out of a good position?
Well, honestly.
Besides the obvious, yeah, or life, I guess we can
yeah.
go.
You know, we live. If you're using your body, there's a really good chance that after years that it's going to cause some exaggeration in that S curve. Whether you're an athlete, this is not an athlete's problem. This is a human's problem.
Yeah.
So whether you sit too much, improper footwear, a lot of time at, you know, looking at a computer. So you get that forward head posture. Cause again, there's always forces being applied to your body. First of all, gravity to keep us grounded to the earth. And then we're doing things in, the opposite force of gravity. So, clearly, like lack of physical activity, you do need to keep yourself, the body was made to move. So if you're very sedentary, you definitely run the risk of misalignment and then a lot of pain. And
people go, wait a second, really? If I'm just like barely using my body,
yeah.
How am I getting in the misalignment?
Just think of it, starting to rust.
Right.
Right. So like if you're sedentary, there's a few things that are, instead of talking about, because if you're sedentary, you're clearly not moving a lot. But if you're sedentary, what are you doing? Probably sitting a lot. Okay, so that is going to run the risk of increasing a lower lumbar, that curve. Especially if you sit like cross-legged, right? Because now you're,
right.
Now all of a sudden you're shifting more weight to one side of your body than the other. Some people like to sit, bring their leg up underneath them. So all of those things affect like our SI joint and stuff like that, which affects that lumbar spine. And if you're sitting and looking at a phone or looking at a computer, you're going to get that forward head posture. If you're doing a lot of that, doing a lot of those things, you definitely are at a higher risk for causing an exaggeration of those natural nice curves and just increasing the degree. And it doesn't have to increase that much to start causing you pain.
Right.
For all of you athletes, you're lifting. You know, if you're new to lifting, it pays to get together with either a trainer or maybe you have a friend who's got years of experience, somebody that can go in with you and just watch your form and technique to make sure you're doing it properly. Because if you're not, you are going to wreak havoc on your spine. I applaud the motivation and the commitment that a lot of people have to it. And I was guilty of this myself. There are certain exercises, I just had to suck it up. There's certain exercises out there I cannot do. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I cannot do barbell. I mean, I can pull a lot of weight, but if you just give me an Olympic bar and I'm to do a bent over row, that's it. I'm done for 3 days. I cannot lift. I am in so much pain after. So know what you can do and know what you should stay away from. Make sure you're lifting with the proper form and execution to avoid any increased risk of throwing things out of alignment. Posture. Work on your posture. And that's an easy thing to work at. You can do things sitting at your desk while you're at work to help improve your posture. Keeping an ideal weight for your height, okay? Because obesity is going to, you know, if you're carrying a lot of excess weight, especially around your middle, that is going to put a lot of pressure on your lower spine. And that's really going to take that S curve and just really exaggerate it. And that's not good.
No, no doubt about it. And then you get people, of course, who've had a past injury of some kind or
yes.
a car accident that that just wrecked them. And they've lived with that maybe for a decade or more.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really frustrating. It can be
coming back from it.
Unfortunate, right? I mean, the body is amazing, and the body can rebound from really catastrophic stuff.
Yes.
But it can be, the road there can be long.
It can be very long.
And painful.
Yeah. And if you're someone who, you know,
like if something like that were to happen to you or I, it would be the first place to be working on would be the head, because it would just be so
mentally,
like, you know, mentally to feel like you're starting from beginning again.
I know.
But you know, when you've been hit with something that devastating, you can't come back from it. It's a long road. It's a long road, but the body is brilliant at knowing what to do if we do the right things to support those processes that it does, you know?
Yeah. It is the body. We've seen
it's amazing.
We've seen some amazing stuff in our time, right?
With
people, either stories that made national news or just in our own world working with people, we've seen what, you know, just the right stuff over the long haul can do for you. And the body wants to get back to health. Mm-hmm. The body feeds off of movement.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. To help our show reach more listeners just like you, please let us know how we've changed your life by leaving a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. That's strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
So what are some of these common practices and methods that we should be enlightening our listeners with to help realign and unlock the spine?
Well, I'm not going to go into great detail because each one could be an hour-long podcast, but some of the more, and actually there was two on here that I, when I started researching for this product, I actually had not heard of. And they do share a common thread. So, I mean, clearly chiropractic treatment is something that most of us are familiar with, and that for a lot of people is a go-to, like my back's hurting, better go see the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Things like yoga, massage therapy, Pilates, Tai Chi. So, you know, nothing, these are not really like big aggressive practices. The Feldenkrais method, the Franklin method, the Alexander technique, which I had not heard of before. And then when I read them, I'm like, okay, they share some similarities here. And then last, surgery, clearly like very aggressive and invasive. Now, apart from surgery, all of the other treatments, well, and I guess not so much chiropractic, because chiropractic does involve actual movement, like the
manipulation
of moving and all of that stuff. But things like yoga, massage, Tai Chi, these other three methods that I mentioned, a lot of them come down to breathing, holding posture and positions, and stretching. Now, they do it kind of in different ways. And we know yoga, there's several different styles of yoga. So, but when you start getting into some of these other practices, it really comes down to breathing technique, slow movement, opening up the joints, focusing, like kind of visualizing and focusing that spine and good alignment, holding positions, stretching, mobility. That kind of comes down to the basis of a lot. I mean, they're not all the same. They are different, but at the core of them, these are core principles of these practices.
Yeah. And walking, you know, which is tied into all of these movements and practices, is one of the best natural ways to realign the body and to put the body into, you know, a position that feels good, where things are all moving together as they should be. You know, when you see someone walk, people, you've seen some crazy walkers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get people, you get the guy who looks like he's jogging, but he's really just walking.
Speed walking,
right, but then you get the true speed walkers that look like
their hips are just a going.
Yeah, they're just a going. You get the people with the little dumbbells in their hands, right? You get all the types of walkers, right? But just the act of walking, which we've done a lot less of in recent decades compared to where we once did. If you go back 100 years, people just walked more. People weren't, they weren't, you know, sitting in a cart to get from A to B every second.
Right.
You know, some people didn't even use cars back then, or people rode bicycles and walked, or, you know, so in this world of 21st century living, you know, technology all around us, we're doing anything but walking because we don't even have to. We don't even have to leave our house anymore. But the act of walking combined with all these other things, all these other modalities of movement can naturally reset and restore healthy spinal alignment.
Yeah, absolutely they can. And you don't have to just do one. It's like, say it's a combination of, it's just lifestyle. You know, it has to become a part of our lifestyle and not be thought of as like, well, I got to do my spinal alignment stretches this morning, or I got to do my, you know, yes, you need to include these modalities, but think of it in terms of your whole lifestyle and what you, the investment now is going to give you in the long term, you know, day after day after day.
So that obviously led to the creation of the Unlock Your Spine program, which you obviously teamed up with who we mentioned earlier, Rick Kissel, injury specialist, has a background in helping people, better part of a couple of decades.
Yeah.
And he, you went to him and you guys formulated a plan that, again, based on what has worked for him in the past with past programs that have helped thousands of people, it's all about simple, easy to do at home stuff that requires very little time, even very little effort, so to speak.
Exactly.
And it, you can make this part of just like a daily or every other day type practice.
Absolutely.
And with every time you do these types of movement patterns, you're just restoring.
Mm-hmm. It's all those little micro movements that make a big difference. Because some people, you know, sometimes, a lot of times in human nature, we kind of wait till there's a crisis, and then we want to do the big thing and get it fixed right away. We just want to fix it. But this is a maintenance plan. Like your spinal health is a maintenance plan. So I'm going to go back to the tires. It's a maintenance plan. You just keep looking after things, and you do the rotations, and you get the balancing done, and the car is going to run really well for a long time. Well, it's the same with your spine. It's just, it's an ongoing commitment maintenance plan.
Yeah. If you take care of your car, your body, your spine, which is the foundation, as we've talked about. So let's say your spine, like the engine of a car, right? Mm-hmm. If you're taking care of that, if you're giving its oil changes and fluid changes and making sure that engine is going to be able to get hundreds of thousands of miles. In fact, what's so funny is the other day I had to Uber and I'm talking to the guy, William. I remember his name. I gave him a good rating and a good tip. Well, and he was driving a Honda CR-V. I'm a Honda guy.
Yes.
I've had Hondas. I have an Acura. My wife has an Acura. She has had several Hondas in her lifetime, and she just always liked them. So I just started asking him about the car. I'm like, it's like, what year is this one? It's older. It's like a 2008 or something.
Oh, that is going back.
I'm like, and I'm looking at the dash, and I'm like, does that say 330,000 miles on it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's a lot of miles.
That's a lot of Ubering.
That's a lot of Uber drives, trips, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, that's, and it looked in good shape.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I take good care of it. Well, and I said, yeah.
Clearly.
Clearly you do. And then he mentioned, I think a friend of his or something that had like a Toyota that had like 800 something thousand miles on it. I'm like,
oh my gosh, that's unheard of.
Most people like don't ever see 200,000, right? Because they've either like the car's just too old or decrepit in other ways or the engine blows or, you know, something else. But it shows you when you have something that's, you know, that you're, say baby or maintain or keep good, take good care of, that you're going to get this longevity. And that's what we want for our listeners is it's not some grand, unbelievable task to take care of your spine. It really just comes down to those little micro decisions in your day and minutes of a day of doing all the right, stuff.
Doing good things.
Yeah.
Doing good, easy, good things.
And so the program itself is based on exactly like how many movements and how long does it take?
I think it's is it 7 or 8 movements? Now, once I think takes about 5 to 7 minutes. The first time, anytime you do something the first time, you always want to give yourself a little extra time because you're not familiar with it. But it's like anything, once you start doing it more regularly, you'll get up, you'll do it, be like, oh, that was my 5 minutes. I'm good. So once through is 5 minutes. And doing it once is better than not doing it. So I highly recommend doing it at least once. I would recommend, now, again, it depends on how severe maybe your pain issues are. Like once a day might not be practical at the start, but as you start to do these maybe twice a week, then 3 times a week, working up to once a day, you'll be able to do more because all of a sudden you're going to notice that your range of motion is improved, your pain is decreased, your mobility, like things are just getting better and easier because your spine, you're doing the right supportive movements that are very small, very simple, and your spine is going, ah, okay. And you're supporting it, helping it to do its job of correcting itself, because the spine is going to do the work. Like, it's going to do the job. You just have to kind of input the right supportive devices, right? So doing this, you're like hero support for the spine. So once through 5 to 7 times, when you get to like twice a day, which I think, you know, that's like really optimal because you in the morning, because a lot of us wake up now, some of us are sleeping on yucky mattresses and not good pillows, and sleep posture can really affect your spinal curvature. Yes. So getting up in the morning when you're a little bit stiff is a great time to do it. And then after a day, whether you're active or very, very sedentary, is another good way, because now all of a sudden, after a day of living, spending 5 to 7 minutes going through each of these 7 or 8 they're not even exercises, like movements, going through them. Now all of a sudden your spine is able to kind of start doing that work, and it'll keep doing it during the night as you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so twice through, I think we figured probably anywhere from like maybe around 12-ish minutes to do it twice through.
Uh-huh.
If you want to do it 3 times, so like morning, noon, night, or twice in the morning, once at night, probably like around anywhere from 15 to 20, again, depending on your mobility. And of course, the more you do it, the less time it's going to take you.
Right. It could be just like anything. The more you practice something, it's just a smoother transition from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
You feel like you're just doing it better. You're not having to think about it or refer to anything.
Default.
It's just
default
into it. And obviously, it's so gentle on the system,
so
on the body,
gentle.
That it's nothing that you can't, you're not going to do too much of it, because
so
it's just one of those things. It's like walking. You'd be hard pressed to like walk too much, you know, unless you went out after being sedentary and tried to walk 10 miles
and walked right through your shoes.
Right. Right. Walked them right off your feet. That might be run for us. Run. Hi, Jenny. Yeah. Well, that's great. So we're in the business here at Critical Bench. We're a fitness and health publishing company.
Yeah.
We have been around for over 20 years. Our roots actually were rooted in strength training and powerlifting, right? But we made a major shift like a decade ago where we tried to just go after more problem solution stuff for people in the world of fitness and health, right? Like, look at this issue. How can we make something that's easy for people to implement and follow along and stick with it and get results? And so we started doing that, right? With all pain series. And we saw, wow, look how many people this is servicing and helping who are actually putting in the time, the work.
That's right.
And so that we found these processes that work, that are proven, that get results for people. And all it comes down to is investing in yourself just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
For 5 to 10 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, daily or several times a week. And voila, it's not a magic pill.
No.
But it's a realistic way.
It's impactful.
Yes.
Very impactful.
That's what we want to give you people like realistic, honest, like stuff. Like people like to paint these like, you know, fantasy scenarios.
Yeah, do this and you'll look 20 years younger.
Yeah,
this and you'll be able to, you know, bench 300 by...
Right.
You know, the end of the month.
Like, right.
No.
Right.
don't want to do that.
There's extremes on both ends of the spectrum, but obviously what we're trying to do is give something to people that they can be like, okay, yeah, I can do that. That's realistic for me. I don't have all the time in the world to do an hour-long program. People are busy. But I have 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I can do that. And so that's what we're giving to you with Unlock Your Spine and what you and Rick were able to create, which is absolutely great.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And people, you know, and this isn't a program that's just for people who are already hurting. This is for anybody of any age. And I mean, that 10 minutes, just don't hit snooze. There's your 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's your 10
minutes. There's your 10 minutes. It's really easy to do. And we even have, so again, you don't have to be old. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be injured. This program works for anybody, because just doing your daily life, walking around, being on your phone, driving, you know, most of us are walking around with some exaggeration of those of that natural S curve, and this is going to help. So this is very, very minimal investment for long-term gain. And we even have, for those of you that maybe, whether it's maybe you're carrying a lot of extra body weight, so movement is difficult, like certain planes of motion are difficult for you. Maybe you are, you know, elderly and maybe balance is a problem. We have this in a seated version as well. So you can even start from doing it sitting in a chair, going through this whole 5 to 10 minutes of these movements, and you can start there. You don't even, if you can't stand, if it's too painful or it's a balancing, that's okay. We have the seated version for you.
Wow.
So it's for anybody and everybody that actually really wants to do something that's going to have a major, huge impact and a huge influence on the health of their spine for, you know, an optimal state of wellness getting older.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we appreciate you making some time to talk about your new program.
I know. The body.
and right, and it's like everybody wins. We win because we make something that's helping people, and people on the other end who take advantage of programs like these are getting out of pain, are putting themselves back in optimal posture, are able to live fuller, more enjoyable lives.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about. You know, we're a bunch of men and women here that love to be able to do things, to go out and play with our children. And I don't want to be any different 10 or 20 years from now.
You need to be that guy that was at Mike's party in the pool playing with the kids. Like
that guy.
I know you were exhausted at the end of the day, but
sore.
You played hard with those kids.
Those kids played hard with me.
You were bouncing kids and running with kids.
I was getting hit in the head with swords and balls and getting attacked and half drowned by 8 and 10 year olds. I mean, but you know what?
It was awesome.
It's fun.
Oh, it was awesome.
I am a kid inside.
Yeah.
You know, you just go and look at my bookshelf that has
all my
action figures, yeah. Right? I am a kid because I don't ever want to lose that part of me. And I don't think anyone wants to lose that part of them.
No.
You sit and have a conversation with somebody at 75 years old or 80 years old, and there'll still be that little part of them that has that, you know, that humor or that that thing that they like to do that they loved to do when they were a kid, you know, and it brings them joy. Like that's what we want for people, and that's what when you're moving right, you're feeling right. Life is just better. So, unlockyourspine.com. You've already heard the commercial. We've obviously been talking at great length about what this program has done for people, what it's done for Tanya, in terms of, you know, she's gone through all of her own spinal issues in her life, and these small, simple movements can be the game changer.
Yep, I do them every morning.
So we appreciate all of you terrific listeners. Again, if this is a new show for you, Strong by Design, now it's on your radar. We thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned because every week we have a new podcast release. And sometimes we even put some bonus episodes in the mix as well. We just appreciate you. If you hit that 5-star or shoot us a review, we'd greatly appreciate it. For all you return listeners, we thank you so much for making Strong by Design one of your go-to podcasts every day. I know it's fun for me even to go back and listen to episodes that I've not hosted or even ones that I have been part of, because I get these conversations from a whole new perspective when I'm just sitting back and listening, rather than participating in it. And that's fun for me too, because we're helping people in all ways, body, mind, and spirit, to be strong by design, because you were created to be strong by design. And so now it's on you to live your life that way. And the Unlock Your Spine program can do that for you. So we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks, Tanya.
Oh, thanks. This was fun.
It was fun, as always. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.